USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Alabama, and at least five people are dead after deadly tornadoes ripped through the state on Thursday. A number of twisters were reported, including in Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama resident Ginger Sims tells NBC News,
"Everything started shaking and rattling. I went running into the bathtub, covered myself up, and then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left."
Severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river. This is USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwanian-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. Concern now is that this could be disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day that travel through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. He tells USA Radio News,
"If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is."
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that requires stronger voter identification requirements for absentee ballots and limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Kemp saying significant reforms in our state elections were needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In President Biden's first press conference after 64 days in office, Biden was asked about his stance on changing the filibuster. Biden said he strongly supports reforming the silent filibuster to a talking filibuster, where senators who want to block legislation have to hold the floor by talking endlessly. In years past, Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Dick Durbin have been for the filibuster when Republicans held control of the Senate, but now their opinion has changed. To which Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, says,
"If you're looking for stands on principle, regardless of the circumstances, Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin is probably not where you want to look. But it's not just those two. 27 Democrats in the Senate right now signed a letter 4 years ago pleading with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer not to change the rules and the traditions of the Senate. And now they have the barest of majorities in the Senate and the House, and they want to ram through unpopular changes on a party line basis, like making Washington, D.C. a state, or packing the federal court system, or granting amnesty to 15 million illegal aliens and giving them voting rights. They want to do that because they're afraid they're going to lose power next year. But here's the record we should examine, too. Republicans haven't filibustered a single bill in this Congress. Look, last year, though, Democrats filibustered more bills and nominees than at any time in American history."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.